个特别给姊妹的活动。
It's a meeting with Wendy Schultz, who has for most of her life been a missionary in Bolivia.
那讲员呢是 Wendy 姊妹，她一生都在玻利维亚做传教。
She's going to speak to the ladies tomorrow, probably tell the ladies about her special missionary work, which is to visit prisons.
那明天她是专门给姊妹开的一场会议，那应该她会分享她在玻利维亚，她主要的服事是给囚犯传福音。
She's had the privilege of telling many of the prisoners, especially murderers, about the Lord Jesus Christ, and many, many of them have become Christians.
他主要是给囚犯，尤其是那些杀人犯，来传讲神的福音。那很多人因着他的福音而得救了。
Some of them have become very special evangelists themselves.
甚至当中的一些人自己也开始成为神的福音使者。
If I remember the details of the story correctly, she had the privilege of telling one particular man about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我如果没有记错的话呢，她给一个特别的囚犯呢，当中一个呢讲了神的福音。
He was a very, very bad prisoner.
他是一个非常非常糟糕的囚犯。
And so they decided that they were going to transfer him to another prison.
然后呢，监狱方呢就决定把他要转到另一个监狱里去。
It was the prison where all the really bad prisoners got to go.
那个地方呢是可能是全玻利维亚最糟糕的、最难逃狱的地方。
But before they completed the transfer, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his savior.
然后在他们转他之前呢，这个人就接受基督成为他的救主得救。
And then when he went to the other prisoner, to the other prison, with all the really, really bad prisoners, he led many of them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他转到那个重刑犯所待的那个监狱里去的时候，他带了那边很多人信主，很多囚犯信主。
So you'll find her stories will be interesting, and you'll be able to pray more for her. She's got a very difficult ministry, but the Lord has blessed her.
然后你会发现他的服事会很有意思，你也会有感动，多为他祷告，因为这是一个很困难，也需要很多主恩典的服事。
That's tomorrow here, 12:30.
那是明天，在这里12:30，下午12:30。
Okay, any other announcements? If you want to go to the missionary breakfast or the Henderson conference, sign up, or you can go. If you're going to the breakfast, you've got to tell me today.
如果你要去那个 Calling Ministry 的这个那个早餐会呢，你要问 Harold 要一张票，就这周的周末的周六上午。如果你要去周五和周六和周日的这个我们秋季的那个会呢，有讲员是 Warren Henderson 的呢，你可以看一下楼上我们那个单张，上面有地址。然后如果你需要拼车呢，也可以告诉我们。
Very good.Let's have a word of prayer, then we'll study the Bible.
好，我们一起来做个祷告，就开始学习圣经。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您赐给我们这本圣经。
We wouldn't know where to go. We wouldn't know what to do. We would be completely lost if we didn't have the Bible.
如果没有圣经，我们不知道该做什么，该往哪里去，我们是全然失丧的。
But Lord, you've also given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand the Bible.
主啊，您也同样的赐给我们圣灵来帮助我们理解这本圣经。
And so our prayer is that the Holy Spirit will work through the Word of God today in each of our hearts.
我们盼望今天圣灵能够在我们每个人的心里做工，来教导我们。
Explain to us what we need to know.
也把我们所知的、所需要知的解释给我们听。
Fill our minds, fill our hearts, and cause us to be obedient, we pray.
充满我们的脑，充满我们的心，带我们到一个能够顺服的程度。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, that's where we're reading, chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的九章。
If you have a Bible like many of us, the page number is 302.
如果你们是这本蓝本的圣经呢，就是302页。302页。新约的302，不是旧约的。新约的302。
And in chapter 9, Paul is basically saying that he conducts his life in such a way as to encourage others to become Christians.
所以保罗在这里，他说他要这么样的做法来鼓励更多的人能够成为基督徒。
Okay, he says in verse 22.
他在22节这么说。
At the end, he says, I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some.
他说我像什么人就做什么人，无论如何总要救些人。
So he's basically saying, what do I have to do in order to communicate the truth of God to this person?
他说我要做什么呢？来跟这个人来交流。
There was a missionary many years ago. He was with a group called the Moravians. And he decided he wanted to preach the gospel to some slaves who lived in the Dominican Republic.
那他呢，这有很多年前，他有一个传教士啊，他在多米尼加共和国，他去给那边的一些奴隶传教。
He thought, how could I possibly communicate the truth of God to these people? I'm a free man, but they're slaves. How can I get to them?
他说我是一个自由人，我怎么能使这些人听我的福音呢？
He said, I know. He said, if I were a slave, I could speak to them because I'd be a slave, they'd be a slave.
他就想，应该这样，我要成为一个奴隶呢，我就可以跟他们说了，因为我也是奴隶，他们也是奴隶，就好说了。
So he actually sold himself into slavery in order to be able to tell the slaves about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就把自己给卖了，然后成为奴隶。以这样的话呢，他能够在奴隶中间传讲福音。
Many people have said, I would like to preach the gospel to people in other countries.
很多人说呢，哎，我要在其他国家讲神的福音。
So they moved to that country, and they learned the language, and they begin to live like the people who are there, so they can tell them about Jesus.
所以他们就去那个地方，学那地方的语言，按照那个地方人的生活方式来生活，完全像当地人，然后他就开始可以讲福音了。
Okay, some people move into a particular neighborhood.
有的人会特别进到一个社区里。
A son of some of the missionaries that I am aware of, years ago, he said, I want to communicate the gospel to Muslims who live in Canada.
很多年前，一个传教士孩子有这样的一个负担，说，哎，我要去那个加拿大的穆斯林聚集的社区去讲。
He noted that many of them lived in a particular apartment building.
他们注意到呢，他就注意到呢，这些人都住在，比方说一个公寓楼里面。
I think it was in the city of Toronto.
这个故事应该发生在多伦多。
So he said, I'm going to move into that apartment building.
他说呢，那我也决定去那个公寓楼里，我也住进去。
So I'll just be down the hall from these people. I'll get to know them, and I'll befriend them. Then I can tell them about the Lord Jesus.
那这样呢，我就可以成为他们的朋友，认识他们，哎，可以把福音耶稣基督告诉他们。
So back again then to verse 22 of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we should read 22 and 23 together.
我们回到哥林多前书九章的22和23节。Shall I read in?
Yeah, you can do the Chinese.
我用中文先读，然后我们一起用英文读。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
All right, 22 then. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. So, that's very simple, very clear. He does whatever he could to get close to the people so that they would really understand him.
非常简单，非常明白。他做一切事为的是要使与人更近，把福音传给对方。
Let me give you another example. There was a missionary many years ago, probably a couple of hundred years ago, to Burma.
那很多年前，应该是几百年前啊，一个传教士呢去缅甸。
He preached and preached and preached to the people.
他就跟人讲啊讲啊讲福音。
And nobody really listened.
没有人听。
But the government didn't like him.
政府也不喜欢他。
So the government sent him to prison.
就把他抓到牢里去了。
And when he was in prison, he preached to the other prisoners.
然后呢，在牢里他就跟另外一个同监的囚犯呢来说讲福音。
One of those prisoners was a murderer.
然后呢，他的同监的囚犯当中一个呢是个杀人犯。
But he had finished his sentence and he was released.
然后呢，他已经完成了他的刑期啊，就被释放了。
And that murderer became a mighty man of God and was used of the Lord to work wonders in the land of Burma.
但是这个杀人犯得救了，然后他被刑满释放之后，他成为神大能的仆人了，然后在那个国家带领很多人信主。
So he was following Paul's example.
所以这就像保罗的例子一样。
Now the next thing is, how does a Christian live the Christian life?
那另外一件事呢，就是一个基督徒该怎么活出基督徒的生命来呢？
We live in an age of casualness.
我们今天是在一个时代啊，就是很随意的时代。
The Bible calls it an age of lukewarmness.
就是温水的时代，圣经是用这个词来，就是温吞水的。
Not hot, not cold, just lukewarm. Like this was when I drank it a minute ago.
就像这杯我刚才喝下的水一样，也不冰，也不热，也不烫，反正就是温吞的。
Okay, a lot of people say don't be extreme.
很多人说，哎呀，不要那么极端嘛。
We have a word in English, I don't know how it translates. The word is fanatic.
那英语呢？这个叫 fanatic， 其实就是极度的意思，应该是。
Okay, and a lot of people say the trouble with you Christians is you're fanatics. You're really get far too excited about it.
对，然后有的人就说你们基督徒啊，就是太走极端了啊，不是那么温和，不是这么中庸。
But the sports teams have what they call sports fans.
但是运动的人啊，都会有那些粉丝，运动粉丝。
And that little word fan is a contraction of the bigger word fanatic.
那其实呢，这个 fanatic 这个词呢，它的词根就是 fan 嘛，对吧
？Okay. And a lot of people say, "Yeah, yeah, Ray, Canucks, Vancouver Canucks."
很多人在看到他喜欢的球星的时候都是这样的啊，特别激动嘛，对。
And sometimes you go down the street and they got a flag, a Canucks flag, flying from their car.
然后一样的，你到 downtown 到社区也会，你会看见那些粉丝把他们的旗子，他喜欢那个队的旗子举起来。
So the Christian says, if you can be a fanatic for the Vancouver Canucks, I can be a fanatic for Jesus.
所以对于基督徒来说呢，你既然可以为一个温华的什么球队那么疯呢，为什么不能我为基督那么疯呢？
All right. So verse 24 now says.
那二十四节。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
那岂不知在赛场，场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Well, it's true that when we get to heaven, We're going to be rewarded for what we do.
所以这是对的。当我们到天堂去以后呢，我们会为我们所做的啊，会得奖赏。
And it's also true back in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that we will suffer loss for what we do wrong or what we don't do.
那回到哥林多前书的三章，我们也同样看见一个事实呢，我们所做的或者我们做错的或者我们没有做的呢，我们也会得到损失。
So when you're running, you say, I want to run in such a way as to win the prize.
然后你说我跑赛跑的时候呢，我要这么跑，这样我能得奖赏。
So I told some of you a while ago that when I was a boy, probably 11 years old,
跟别人说，当我这个孩子差不多十一岁的时候
，I played for the 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel soccer team.
我是十六街教会足球队的一员啊。
We never won a game.
但是很不幸的，我们从来没赢过啊。
I wasn't the least bit disappointed.
我是那个比较让人失望的那一员啊。
We had lots of fun.
我们玩得很开心。
We laughed.
然后很一直笑。
But we never won a game.
但就是一直赢不了啊。
But when I got older,
然后我年纪大一点了以后呢
，I was involved in the 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel Youth Group.
然后我就是十六街教会的青年团契的一员。
And we preached the gospel to our friends, mostly our teenage friends.
然后我们就开始跟我们的朋友传福音，大部分是我们同年级的少年人。
We weren't in to win a game.
然后我们也想赢这场比赛。
We were there to win them for the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
但是我们这个比赛却是我们要把他们赢成耶稣基督成为他们救主的这场比赛。
Okay, was it worth it?
这个配不配，值不值呢
？We had a luncheon here a couple of months ago.
几个月前我们在这个地方吃了餐中餐。
Several of those who became Christians at that time were here for lunch. Norma was here with me. We had lunch with them.
那就是在那个时候，因着我们的服事得救的一些人呢 ，Norma 也在。就几个月前，我们就在这个房间吃了一顿饭。
Were we happy for what we did there?
我们是不是很高兴我们当年做的事呢？
Was I worried about the fact that we lost the soccer game?
我是不是会很担心我足球比赛输了呢
？But we rejoiced when we saw these people telling the stories about their children who love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我很高兴这些人他们能够告诉他们的后代他们爱主耶稣基督啊。
Okay. Run your race as those who are going to win the prize.
所以你在场上赛跑，你总是要去为着奖赏去赛跑。
Verse 25。
二十五节。
Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
二十五节，凡教力争胜的注视都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Okay, what kind of a prize are you going to get?
那你要得什么样的奖赏呢
？I got a prize when I was younger for what I did. The prize looked really, really good.
我小的时候呢。我得过一个奖赏，那个、很真的看起来很好。
It was a prize that you put on your bicycle. It was a horn for the bicycle.
是个喇叭放在那个自行车上的喇叭。
I was very proud of it. I put it on the bicycle. It just never worked.
我很激动，放在我的自行车上，但是从来不响那个喇叭。
My friends were all interested in it. They said, "Oh, Harold, what's that?"
我的朋友们看见都很感兴趣。哎 ，Harold， 他说是什么
？I said this is the horn on my bicycle that doesn't work。
我说这是我自行车上的喇叭，就是从来不响。
Okay, absolutely useless apart from something to talk about。
我说完全没有用，除了我们能讲一讲这事。
Paul says, I want a prize.That's going to be valuable. I want to win that prize.
然后保罗在这里说呢，我要的这个奖赏是有价值的， 那是真正的奖赏。
Verse 26.
Therefore,
I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，斗拳不像打空气的。
Now verse 27, very important. No, I beat my body, and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Okay, what's he saying?
这里他说什么呢？
He's saying, I've got a body, and my job is to make this body be a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我的工作是让我这个身体呢，成为主耶稣基督的仆人。
Most people say this.
很多人是这么说的。
They say, I've got a body, and the most important thing I can do in life is make my body happy.
我的一生要做的主要事情就让我这个身体很高兴。
Okay, in the context of chapters 8, 9, and 10, they say, if my body likes it, I want to do it.
那很多的八章、九章的这个背景就是上下文说，哎，我的身体喜欢的时候，我就要去做。
My body likes to eat this kind of food, so it's what I'm going to eat.
那我的身体喜欢吃这种食物，我就去吃。
My body likes to play this kind of game, so that's what I'm going to do.
那我的身体想要做这样的游戏，我就去做。
Okay. Most people in the world, I'm not exaggerating, most people in the world live their lives in order to gratify the desires of their body.
我没有夸张，绝大部分地上的人呢，所生活的方式都是尽量让自己的肉体得到满足。
What about the Christian?
那基督徒该怎么样呢？
The Christian says, my objective in life is to make my body gratify the desires of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我一生呢，总是要让我的身体呢，顺服于，荣耀神的这样的一个旨意下。
That's pretty different, isn't it?
这是完全不同的路，不对吗？
Yeah. Christian says, I've got a body. My body is going to be serving Jesus.
所以基督徒说呢，我是有一个身体，但是我的身体是要服侍主的。
The non-Christian says, nothing more important for me than to give my body what I want, what it wants.
那没有得救的人说呢，没有什么比这更重要，就是我要使自己的身体得着他所想要的。
So if your body was going to be the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, would it always want to be?
如果你的身体啊，你需要让它成为主耶稣基督的仆人，它这身体是愿意吗？
Answer, probably not.
答案是可能真的不愿意的。
My body usually wants to do what's wrong.
我的身体呢，大部分时候是想要做不对的事的。
When I was younger, my body wanted to stay up when it was time to go to bed.
我小的时候呢，我的身体总是告诉我，该睡觉的时候要等一等。
It wanted to get up, sorry, to stay in bed when it was time to get up.
然后呢，该起床的时候呢，总是告诉我最好再等一下。
It wanted to rest when it was time to work.
然后呢，准备要工作的时候呢，就说要休息。
It wanted to play when it was time to think.
需要思想的时候呢，就想去玩。
Matter of fact, my body most of the time doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do.
所以我的身体绝大部分时候呢，总是想要去做本来不该去做的事情。
So what does Paul say, verse 27?
所以二十七节保罗在说什么呢？
Paul says, I beat my body. And make it my slave.
他说我是攻克己身呢，叫身服我。
So that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
If you were going to win the marathon race, would you have to train?
如果你要去赢马拉松呢，你要不要训练呢？
How hard would you train?
你要怎么多训练，怎么样的训练强度？
You'd train until the phrase is until you hit the wall.
你要训练到这个词叫 hit the wall， 就是就撞到墙了，就是最极致了。
And after you hit the wall, you'd keep on running.
然后你真的到这个程度，你就是一直在跑。
Why?
为什么呢？
You want to win the prize.
因为你想得奖赏。
What does a Christian do?
基督徒做什么？
Christian says, Body, you're going to work today for Jesus.
身体啊，你今天要为耶稣基督做工。
So there was a man whose name was L.E. Maxwell. I don't know what his first name was.
Mr. Maxwell.
And he started, founded an organization in Three Hills, Alberta, called the Prairie Bible Institute.
他在阿尔伯塔省的在那边叫 Prairie， 就是草原圣经的一个学校，在那边工作。
He tells this story. He said, I used to often get up in the morning and stand before the mirror.
他说我早晨呢，一早起来，站在镜子前。
And he'd look himself in the eye in the mirror, and he would say, flesh.
他就对着镜子自己的眼睛说呢，肉体。
Today is going to be a hard day.
他说肉体，今天你的日子不好过的。
And you're going to have to do today what you don't want to do.
你今天要做一些你自己不想做的事情。
And you might complain, but it's not going to make any difference. Today, you're going to do what you have to do for Jesus.
他说你可能会抱怨，但是这个没有用。你今天总得去做应该要为耶稣做的事情。
I think that's the way Paul was.
我觉得这就是保罗的意思了。
Paul went to prison one night.
保罗呢，有一天去监狱里被关起来。
And he was in the stocks.
他在。
The stocks are, that's where you put prisoners. What they do when you're in the stocks, they lock your feet in position.
他有脚链哈，有这个手脚都被锁住。
So you can't move, and they probably lock your arms so you can't move.
这不能动了。
He'd been beaten, his back was beaten raw with blood, and it was just a terrible mess.
对，然后他的背呢也被鞭打了，所以很糟糕。
And so here he is in the stocks like this.
所以呢，他坐在那呢，他手脚都被锁住。
Silas is with him.
希拉就坐在边上。
It's midnight.
半夜。
And Paul says to Silas, Silas, let's sing.
然后保罗跟希拉说呢，希拉，我们来唱歌吧。
Okay, and Silas probably said, sing.
希拉可能会说唱歌。
I can hardly breathe.
我都不能呼吸了。
But at midnight, they said, we're going to sing. This flesh is going to sing the praises of God.
他说我们半夜我们要唱歌，我们要让这个肉体来唱歌赞美主。
Okay.What happened?
发生什么了？
Revival broke out. God sent a miracle. Wonderful things happened. But it didn't happen because they wanted to be there. And it didn't happen because they wanted to sing.
所以那神拆了一个神迹来啊，就是他们的手脚都开了，然后不是因为他们愿意在那儿，是因为他们开始唱诗的时候，神迹就来。
All right, all this then is in the context of what are we going to eat?
所以这些呢都是在一个上下文哪里呢，就我们该吃什么，这一路讲下来的。
That's where 1 Corinthians chapter 9 begins. Am I going to eat food offered to idols or not?
这是哥林多前书九章这么一路下来讲的主题。
Why do we eat?We eat because the body wants to eat.
我为什么要吃呢？是因为我的肉体想要吃。
I eat because my tummy says, "Give me something, Harold. I'm hungry."
所以我吃是因为我的胃说，哎 ，Harold 要给我吃一点东西，我饿了。
Paul says, "Now, are you going to live your life for the body, what goes into the body, or is your body going to serve the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗无非告诉我们，我们要过一个生活，去听我们的肉体呢，或者去服侍主呢。
So Paul says, my body's going to serve the Lord Jesus, not just regarding the food I eat, but everything else that my body demands. I'm going to use my body to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说呢，我要用我的身体来服侍，不单在这个吃喝上，更有其他的事情上，我要让他顺服主。
So the issue then isn't just do you eat grapes?
所以这个问题不单单是说，哎，你吃不吃葡萄
？The issue isn't just do you eat food that's been offered to an idol？
啊，也不是说呢，单单你是不是吃那供了偶像的东西
？The issue is this body going to serve Jesus, or are you going to serve this body？
这个问题其实是你会让这个身体去服侍主呢，还是你愿意为这个身体你来服侍？来服侍你的身体。
I'm trying to think of the next illustration. Some people get a dog.
那有的人呢会养一只狗。
They get a dog in order to please them.
养只狗呢让他开心。
Some people end up serving their dog.
但是反过来呢，到最后呢，他就服侍他的狗了啊，不是让他开心了。
You've seen it, haven't you? You know it's true.
你会发现这大部分时候都是这样的。
And your dog's not that important.
其实你的狗真的没那么重要。
How much more foolish when God gave you a body for Himself, and you take and you serve your body rather than having your body serve yourself and serve God.
那若养狗尚且这样，那我们如果做在我们的身体啊，神给了我们身体，我们却把这个身体当作一个对象，我们来去服侍他，来去围着他转啊，这样的一个方式又是何等的愚蠢。
So the question is, who's the boss in your house?
对，这些问题就是在你房子里谁是那真正的老板
？Is your body the boss?Or is your spirit from Jesus the boss?
是你的身体呢，还是你从耶稣那得来的灵是真正的老板
？So some people say, all right, we're three parts: we're body and soul and spirit.
有人这么说呢，我们人是有三个部分的，有灵魂体。
The body, we know what that is.
那我们的身体，我们知道是什么
？The soul is the part that relates to the world around us.
那魂呢是我们跟世界产生关系的那个部分。
The spirit is the part that relates to God.
那灵呢是我们跟神产生关系的那个部分。
God says we've got all three parts.
神说呢我们现在有三个部分。
The question is who's the boss?
那问题是这三个里面谁是老板呢
？Some people say we are body, soul, and spirit.
所以有的人说呢我们是身体、魂和灵。
Other people say no, we're spirit, soul.
有的人说不对，这个顺序错了，我们应该是灵魂体这么顺序。
The spirit is first, my relationship with God.
所以灵是最重要的，我跟神的关系是最重要的。
Then my soul, my relationship with.
然后才是我的魂，就是我跟世界的关系要在浮在是跟人跟神的关系之下。
And then my body.
最后才是我的身体。
Not very important.
那个不那么重要。
All right. Now the question is.
好，现在问题来了。
What does that mean? How do you explain that?
那这个什么意思呢？你怎么解释呢
？And so Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says, "I want to remind you of some stories," and he takes the Corinthians back to these stories in the Old Testament.
他跟哥林多人说我要提醒你们一点故事所以他就把哥林多人带回到旧约的一些场景
Why are all these stories in the Old Testament?
为什么是旧约的一些故事呢
So we can learn from them
那这样我们可以从里面学嘛
And God tells us all these stories so that as we think about them we say oh yeah I can learn from that I can learn this I should learn that I should know this
所以保罗把这些故事讲出来呢就是让大家说哎，我可以从这里又学一点从那里又学一点
So he's going to start out now, chapter 10, warnings from Israel's history.
所以从第十章呢，保罗就开始讲在以色列人中的见解。
All right, so the first verse in Chinese, and then we'll do it in English.
那第一节，我们先用中文读。弟兄们，我不晓得你们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
All right, for I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. Okay, do you remember that story?
你记得这个故事吗？
They had been slaves in Egypt.
他们都是奴隶啊，在埃及的奴隶。
And the Lord sent 10 plagues on the Egyptians, after which the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, heading toward the promised land.
那神呢，在埃及赐下了十灾啊，在这之后呢，以色列人就脱离了奴隶的辖制，离开了埃及，去了往以色列方向去。
The problem is that when you're walking through a desert, you tend to get pretty hot.
然后他们先是在旷野走啊，那在旷野走的时候呢，会很热。
Okay, so if you were going to go for a long hike through Death Valley down in California on a hot day, how would you feel?
如果你要在一个特别热的天啊，走过一个谷啊，去那个什么。加利福尼亚那个，你会感觉怎么样
？You would say, I don't want to walk. This is too hot.
你说呀，我真的不想在这个天走啊，太热了。
If you're like me, you get into the car, you close the doors, you turn on the air conditioning.
你如果像我一样的，你赶紧钻进车里，把门关上，把空调开开。
All right, but they didn't have cars. They had to walk.
他们没有车，他们得靠脚走的。
And they didn't have air conditioning.
也没有空调。
So how did they survive?
那他们怎么活下来呢？
God said, I'll give you a cloud.
神说呢，我给你们一块云。
And he put a big cloud between the sun and the dirt, a big cloud covering all the children of Israel, a couple of million of them, great big cloud, and they walked under the cloud.
然后呢，神就给了他们一大块云呢。可以整个以色列人几百万人都能够在这个云之下的这样的 一大块云。
What do you think the temperature was under the cloud?
那云底下温度会怎么样？
Very nice, thank you.
那就很舒服了，很舒服。
Yeah. So they come out under the cloud. It's absolutely marvelous.
所以他们出来在旷野走，就在云底下了，很高兴。
Okay, but they came to the Red Sea.
然后他们来到红海前了。
And the mountains were on each side.
两边都是山。
And the Red Sea was in front of them.
前面是红海。
And the Egyptian army was behind them.
那后面是埃及的追兵。
And what are they going to do?
他们该怎么办？
Okay. And so Moses held out his rod over the sea, and the sea parted, and the children walked through the Red Sea, all 2 million of them walked right through the Red Sea.
那摩西把杖伸开，然后在他面前呢，水就分开了，海底的干地出来了，整个犹太人的超过两百万人就走海底的干地到了对岸。
Think that's pretty impressive?
这是不是很令人印象深刻
？They've said, "Listen, our God is real. There's nobody like our God. Imagine giving us a cloud that moves where you move, it moves."
所以他说呢，哎，我们的神是真的，不可能有像他这样的神。你可以想想，我们在动，天上那个朵云也在动，这怎么可能呢
？All right, verse 2 says.
第二节。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
Okay, because of the cloud and because of passing through the sea, they all knew that Moses was God's man, and they all said, "We are going to follow Moses."
所以由于这个云，由于那个过红海，他们都相信摩西是神的仆人，他们要跟随摩西。
All right, verse 3 and 4.
第三和第四节。
And Chinese first, please.
并且都吃了一样的零食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
They all ate the same spiritual food
and drank the same spiritual drink,
for they drank for the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Okay, so they had the cloud above them, they had the sea in front of them and then behind them, and what were they going to eat?
他们有云在上面，有海呢分开，他们能走过。现在他们吃什么呢？
Every morning, 6 days a week, God gave them manna to eat.
那每天早晨，一周前面的六天，主都会赐给他们玛纳吃。
And they needed to drink.
他们也要喝水啊。
And so God gave them water from the rock.And that rock provided their refreshment, their water.
那神就给了他们一块磐石啊，这个磐石里出的水能够使他们得解渴。
Okay, does that sound kind of miraculous to you?
这是不是对你来说很神奇？
What would you do if you were there?
如果你在那，你会怎么办？
Would you say, God, you're absolutely wonderful, I'm going to follow you?
你会不会说，主啊，你真是太美好了，我要跟着你？
Okay, that's what we would say. We would say.
就是我们今天我们也想说的。
But that's not what they did.
但这不是，但他们却不是这么说的。他们第五节。
Nevertheless, God was not pleased with them, with the most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
As a matter of fact, God made them walk through the desert for 38 years.
实际上呢，神使他们在旷野走了38年。
So that they would die.
以至于他们能在旷野都死了。
So that they didn't get the blessings they wanted to have from him.
所以他们就没有得着呢，他们一直想要得着的祝福了。
Wow, you say there's something wrong there.
你说，哎呀，这里好像有点问题了。
Okay, so now we got to find out what they did that was wrong so that we make sure we don't do anything that's wrong. A lot of people say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to say to him, I want you to cure my tummy ache. I want you to give me the kind of food I want. I want what I want and I want and I want.
所以很多人呢他们来到神面前不是因着应有的态度，他说我要我想吃的，我要你医治我这个不舒服，我就是要我所想要的。
And though they knew who God was, they didn't realize that it was their responsibility to serve Him rather than to say, we demand that you serve us.
所以虽然他们知道神是神，但是人意识不到，其实是我们是需要谦卑来到神面前。不是神，而不是说呢，我要求神来，按照我们的想法来照顾我们。
So little children have got to learn that, don't they?
小孩子就是要学这个道理，不是吗
？They often think that the world centers around them, and that mommy and daddy ought to do what they want.
他总是觉得世界是围着他转的，爸爸妈妈是要听他的。
And they've got to be taught that that's not the case. The world doesn't center around them, actually.They have got to learn to fulfill their responsibilities in life. They've got to learn to serve mommy and daddy.
所以他们需要学习的是，世界不是围着他转的。
If they don't learn to serve mommy and daddy, what's going to happen when they get to university?
他需要学习，他要服侍父母。如果他能学习，他不学习这个，他去大学会怎么样？
They're probably going to fail.
大学可能会失败的。
If they don't learn to serve the way they ought to serve, what's going to happen when they get a job?
如果他不是按照这个应有的方式去学习服侍父母，他去工作了怎么办？
They're going to get fired.
他可能会被开除的。
So somehow we've all got to learn.
所以某种程度呢，我们都需要学习。
All right. So they didn't learn, and God tested them. 10 times, And after he tested them the 10th time, he said, all right, you've told me 10 times you don't want to obey. Therefore, we'll just walk around the wilderness until you're dead. And when you're dead, then we'll go in and get the land that you want to go to.
所以呢，正是因为以色列人这个本性啊，所以神测试他们10次，10次他们都说不，那神说好吧，那我们就在旷野转圈，直转到你们都在旷野死了，我们再去以色列，再去那个迦南地。
Is that a sad story?
这是不是很哀伤的故事？
Okay, so what's Paul saying? Paul's saying to the Corinthians, listen, you've got to learn the same thing. You've got to learn that story. Because you don't want to be the kind of person who serves your body.
所以保罗在这里讲的意思呢，他说你们总是要回去看以色列人的历史，你们总不希望像他们那样去服侍你们的身体吧。
To the point.
到一个程度啊。
Where your body is of no value to God at all, and he's just got to hold his program up until you're dead.
因为身体在神面前一点价值都没有，它只是在你死之前有一点用处，死了就没了。
All right, so verse 6.
第六节。
Now these things occurred as examples to keep us, to keep from setting our hearts on evil things. And yes, in Chinese.
这些事都是我们的鉴戒。叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
All right. So, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Numbers.
翻到民数记哈，第四卷书。
Chapter 11 in the Old Testament of your Bibles.Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章，旧约应该是239页。238-239。
And.From a technical point of view, if you read the original Greek, the reference in verse 6 of chapter 10 is back to this story.
那如果你读希腊文的原文呢，那这些经文在我们刚才读的那个第六节的那个经文就回到这个故事来。
All right, so.We're going to read then, someone will read please, in Chinese, chapter 4, sorry, verse 4, 5, and 6 of chapter 11.
那就是238页11章的4、5、6、3节。那他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛纳以外，我们眼前没有别的东西。
All right, in English. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If we only had meat to eat, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost."Also, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, the onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this man. Oh, how's that sound?
这听起来怎么样？
Okay. You can imagine the children at home.
你可以想想在家的孩子啊。
What happens when the children are home and they go like this? We don't like this food. We don't like this food. We want ice cream. We want ice cream. Okay. What's mummy say?
如果这个孩子在看见你给他做的饭啊，他就在那敲桌子说：“我不要吃，我不要吃，我要冰激凌，我要冰激凌。”你会怎么说
？Okay. Is mummy happy?
妈妈会高兴吗
？No.What's daddy say?
那父亲会说什么
？Daddy happy?
爸爸高兴吗
Daddy says, your mother spent 2 hours making this supper for you. You put your fork and spoon down. You don't ever do that again. Your mother made this good for you.
爸爸会教导这孩子，说你妈花了两个小时做这晚餐，你把你们的这个刀和叉给我放下，啊，你妈妈是做了这么多好吃的给你们。
Okay, that's what these people were like.
啊，这就是这些人的想法。
They said, we want melons.
他们说我要吃西瓜。
We want leeks and garlic.
我们要吃蒜，吃这个葱，韭菜。
We don't have any cucumber anymore.
再吃不到黄瓜了。
And as a matter of fact, we don't even have fish.
也吃不着鱼了。
We used to, the Nile was full of fish. We just used to go down to the Nile and scoop up some fish. We didn't even have to pay for it.
哎呀，尼罗河里都是鱼啊，我们以前就是去尼罗河就打一网就上来了，连钱都不要。
Then they said, the only food we've got is this manna.
现在我们天天吃玛纳。
Okay, what kind of food was it?
这是什么样的食物啊？
It was the best food that you could imagine. The Bible says it was angels' food.
这是你能想象最好的食物，因为圣经说呢，这是天使的食物。
Okay. So you can, I'll tell you this story again. I keep telling you stories about my life, but I had some relatives staying with me one day.
那我一直跟你们讲我的生活中的故事啊。那我以前呢有一个亲人啊，一个亲戚跟我住在一起。
They were staying at my house.
住在我家。
I had to go to work. It was about 8:30 in the morning.
我需要去上班了。现在呢，差不多是早晨八点半。
I said, I have got to go to work, but I said I'll come back and make you lunch.
那我说呢，我现在要去上班了，但我现在我中午会回来给你做午餐。
One of them looked at the other, and the other one looked at one, and finally they said, well, what are we going to have for lunch?
然后他们呢，可能不止一个啊。他们就互相看了一看，可能是孩子，说我们中午吃什么呢
？And I said, well, and I named what we were going to serve them for lunch.
我就把我要做给他们中餐的那个东西告诉他们。
And they looked back and forth, and then one of them said, we'd rather go to McDonald's.
然后他们就互相又看了一眼，说那我们还是去麦当劳算了吧。
How do you think I felt?
你觉得我会感觉怎么样？
I thought, if that's what you want, you go to McDonald's.
我说如果你们真的想去，那就去麦当劳吧。
Now, I'm not a really good cook, and so I wasn't deeply offended. But frankly, I thought they could have done a little better than that.
那我不是一个很好的厨师，所以我当时也没有被很深的被冒犯。但是呢，坦率说呢，我觉得他们本来应该也可以做得更好一点。
God gave them the very best food.
神给了他们最好的食物。
They said, but we don't want the food you gave us. We want what we want.
所以他们却说呢，哎呀，我不希望你，我不需要你给我们的这食物，我要我们想要的那食物。
Okay. Do you want the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior?
你想不想要耶稣基督成为你的救主呢？
Oh, you say yes, that's what I want.
这就是我想要的。
Okay. When he saves you, you get to be born again.
那当他救你的时候呢，我们就得重生了啊。
Okay, if you've got a six-month-old baby in the house,
如果你在你的家里呢有一个六个月大的婴孩
，Do you go up to that baby and say, "Excuse me, what would you like for dinner?"
你会来到那个婴孩前说，哎，你中午要吃什么
？No. You give the baby what you know the baby needs. Who's got the ability to make the best decision for the health of the baby? You or the baby?
是你还是婴孩来决定什么样的食物对婴孩最好啊？
What kind of food do you think God wants to give you?
你觉得神会给你什么样的食物呢？
The very best.
这肯定是最好的嘛。
He knows what's best.
而且他也知道什么对你最好。
But these people said, we don't want this. We want what we want.
这些人说呢，我不要这些，我们要我们所想要的。
Now that rule applies through all of life. You make sure that you're always saying, God, I want you to give me what you know I need.
所以这样的原则是需要贯彻你的一生的。你要跟神说呢，我要你给我你认为对我最好的东西。
All right, I want you to go back now to verse 4.
然后我们回到那个哥林多前书的那第四。
It says the rebel with them.
哦，不是不是，这。
Began to crave other food.
对，还是这个第民数记的十一章的四节，他说呢，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心。
So the question would be, who are the rabble?
问题是闲杂人是谁呀？
And the answer is that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the children of Israel came out, but other people came with them.
所以当以色列人从埃及出来的时候呢，以色列人是出来了，还有一群不是以色列的人也跟着出来了。
Who do you think might have come out with them?
谁呢？你觉得谁会跟他们一起出来？
Probably some of the Egyptians.
也许是一些埃及人。
The Egyptians said, listen, I've got eyes in my head, and I can count, and there's been 10 plagues on this country because of the God of the Hebrews.
然后埃及人想呢，我可以数得出来的，我这就这一段时间从以色列的神那里有十个灾降下来。
Therefore, they said, we're going to go with them.
所以他们决定说，我们也要跟着这个神走了。
Did they go with them because they believed in their God?
他们跟随他们是因为他们相信这个神吗？
Probably not. They probably went with them because they said, listen, this is where the money's going to be. This is where the free lunch is going to be.This is where the good things are. We're with you.
所以他们不一定是因为相信神跟着他们的，也许是因为说，哎，跟他们可能会有钱，会有免费的午餐，我们还是跟着他们去看看。
Do you think that ever happens in a church?
你觉得这个在今天的教会是不是也是这样的？
Yeah. Some people say, I like to go to that church.
有的人说，哎，
say, that's really why. Why are you good? Why?
那有的人说，哎，我要去那个教会。有人问他，那你为什么去啊？为什么？
Some people say, well, the people are really, really nice there.
有人说，哎，那边的人真的很好。
They might even say, actually, this is the best club in the neighborhood.
也许那个地方是这个社区最好的俱乐部了。
I could go to the rowing club, but you got to work.
我要去那个去划船的那个俱乐部，但你要动嘛。
I could go to the sewing club, and we could make stuff, but you got to work.
我还可以去那个去缝纫的那个俱乐部，但你要工作嘛。
If I go to that club, why, all you have to do is listen to people sing, and they preach at you, and sometimes they give you lunch.
如果你去这个俱乐部呢，你就是听别人唱歌，有的时候他跟你讲一点道，最后还能有饭吃。
That'd be a good club to join.
哪一个俱乐部你更喜欢去？
Do you think there's maybe some people like that who come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
也许有人会觉得16街也可以这么就是这样的地方可以去。
Yeah, probably.
也许是。
Do you think that there used to be people like that?
你觉得他们以前可能是这样的吗？
How many disciples did the Lord Jesus have?
耶稣有多少个门徒啊？
12.
12个。
Okay. Were they all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ?
他们都是信徒吗？都相信耶稣基督吗？
What about Judas?
那犹大呢？
Why was he there?
他为什么在那里？
Well, actually, they're pretty nice people.
因为这些人都是好人呢。
But Judas was even smarter than that.
犹大可比他们要更聪明，地上的聪明。
Judas says, if I get to be treasurer, I can steal some of the money for myself, and nobody will even check.
犹大觉得，哎，如果我去那管钱，那我就自己可以偷一点，谁也不知道。
They'll say, Judas, if you're one of Jesus' people, you would never steal. We know that. Here, you just run.
所以大家觉得，哎呀，你这么一直跟随耶稣，你肯定不会偷东西的。我们就相信你吧，钱都给你。
So he thought this is a pretty good club.
犹大觉得，哎，这个俱乐部不错的。
And then I think he thought ahead.
然后我觉得犹大还会这么想。
And he said, you know, if Jesus.Sets up a kingdom, he's going to need some people to govern in the kingdom, And if I go along with him, I might even get to be a cabinet minister.
他说的，如果耶稣啊在地上啊，如果建立他的国度啊，他一定需要人帮他管理嘛。如果现在就跟着他，以后肯定是内阁成员了嘛。
I might even get to be minister of finance.
没准我就管财政部呢，对不对？
And if I get to be minister of finance, I'll make lots of money.
如果我是财政部长，这就不得了了，我的钱就赚得多了。
Okay. And so the church has often got people like that in it, which is scary.
所以教会总是会有这样的人，但听起来呢是有点吓人的。
So two things, make sure that you're not one of those people.
那两件事，第一呢，你确保你不是这样的人。
And if you're following Jesus, you make sure you're following Jesus from your heart and not because of your appetite.
所以你要跟随耶稣。
Or yourself.
你确保你是你的心愿意跟随他，而不是你的胃口愿意
跟随他。This is all about what you eat, isn't it? All about your appetite.
所以不是因为你的食欲，是你肉体要跟随他。
Jesus said, "I like this organization. I like money, and I can get money."
犹大就说呢，哎，我喜欢这样的一群人，因为我能在这边搞到一点钱。
I like power and I can get power.
如果我要有权利呢，耶稣以后还能给我一点权利没？
I like glory and I can stand beside Jesus. No, 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 I'm really good.
我也可以有荣耀，因为我站在耶稣边上就会有荣耀。
So you make sure if you're following Jesus, make sure you do follow Jesus, but make sure you follow him for the right reasons.
所以呢，的确我们是要确保我们要跟随耶稣。不但如此呢，还要确保跟随耶稣是因为对的原因，是从心里哈。
So then two kinds of people came out of Egypt.
所以两种的人呢，出了埃及。
The true believers.
那第一呢，是真信徒。
And the phonies.
还有就是闲杂人了。
Okay, they came out together.
他们都一起出来的。
After they'd been there for a while, who enjoyed the manna most?
那他们出来以后呢，谁是最能享受玛纳的？
The true believers.
那真信徒就享受玛纳。
And who didn't enjoy the manna?
那谁不享受玛纳呢？
They didn't want God's food. They want leek and garlic.
就是那些他不要神食物的，他要葱和蒜的这个。
And so the people who weren't the true believers started to complain.
所以这个他不是真信徒的呢，他这时候就会抱怨了。
And so the non-believers said to the believers, "Wouldn't you like some leeks and garlics too?"
所以不信的人就跟信的人说，哎，你们要不要一点韭菜葱蒜呢？
Oh, they said, "Yeah, that'd be really nice."
那个信的人也会说，哎，是。
And so these few people here started influencing these many people here, and they all started to complain.
所以正是因为这一小群人开始影响那一大群的人呢，他们最终的结果都是什么？大家一起抱怨。
So number two or three on this. Number one, don't you ever start complaining.
所以呢，第一呢，你永远不要开始就去抱怨。
Number two, don't you be the one who complains because the other people complain.
第二呢，你不要自己成为那种什么人呢？就是别人抱怨的时候，你跟着他一块抱怨。
Don't follow them when they go in the wrong direction.
如果他们走错了道呢，你不要去跟。
Okay, is this just an isolated case, or is maybe this often?
那这是一个独立的例子吗？还是这个会常发生的？其实
you've probably seen it in school, you've seen it in your children, you've seen it in your own lives.
常见到在学校，在你的孩子里，在你自己的生命里也常见到。
And I've told you that when I was a little boy, I was playing with my friend in the backyard, and my mother came out and said to me, "Harold, you." Send that boy home now.
我一直告诉你们这个故事，就是我小孩子的时候呢，我在跟另外一个孩子在后院玩，我妈妈就走出来说 ，Harold， 你把这孩子送回家。
I said I don't want him to send him home. We're having fun.
我说我不想把他送回家，我玩得正开心呢。
My mother said you can either send him home or you can come into the house yourself.
然后我妈妈说呢，你或者把他送回家，或者你现在自己回房间去。
My mother rarely gave me an option.
我妈很少给我一些选项。
Okay, what did she know that I didn't know?
她知道一些我不知道的事。
She knew that he was a bad boy and he was going to get me, tempt me to do bad things.
因为她知道这个男孩子是个很糟糕的小孩，他会引诱 Harold 去做一些很糟糕的事。
And she said, "Harold, you stay away from that bad boy. I don't want you to be friends with him.
所以他说 Harold, 你现在离这个孩子远一点，我不希望你和他成为朋友。
Okay, now I've got to finish the story, lest you think my mother is a narrow-minded old woman.
我妈妈是一个不希望大家不要误解，她不是一个思想狭窄的老妇人啊。
It was probably 40 years later when my friend said to me, I want you to pray for my sister.
因为呢，这个故事是有后续的。差不多40年之后呢，我的一个朋友就跟我说呢，我盼望你呢给我的姐姐祷告。
I said, why do you want me to pray for her?
我说为什么你要我为她祷告呢？
He said, she is married to a very, very bad man.
他说因为她嫁了一个特别特别糟糕的丈夫。
I said, who is the bad man?
我说那丈夫是谁呀？
Yeah, same boy that I was playing with 40 years earlier.
就是那天在我后院我跟他玩的那个小孩。
Okay, sometimes mothers are pretty smart.
有的时候呢，妈妈是很聪明的。
All right, so it was the rabble, this mixed group that led the others astray.
这些闲杂人啊，就是所有的人走歪了。
So where are you going to learn what to do?
所以你从哪里学该做什么的方向？
You're going to learn what to do from the Bible.
你要从圣经里学。
And then when you find people who say to you now, don't do what the Bible says.
如果你发现有人告诉你呢，不要去做圣经告诉你做的事。
You're going to say thank you, bye bye.
你说谢谢，再见，不要再说了。
Okay. All right.
好。
The story goes on, and the Lord sent them. They wanted special food, so the Lord said, "All right, I'm going to give you some quails," and He fed them with quails.
所以这个故事呢，民数记的故事后面又继续了。他们要一些食物，神就给他们吃些鹌鹑。
See if we can pick up the end of the story now.
那我们就可以看一下这故事最后是怎么样结束的。
Verse 31.
31节，同样一章，民数记11章31节。
Now a wind went out from the Lord and drove quail in from the sea. It brought them down all around the camp to about 3 feet above the ground, as far as a day's walk in any direction.
有风从耶和华那里刮起，把鹌鹑由海面刮来，飞散在营边和营的四围，这边约有一天的路程，那边约有一天的路程，离地面约有二肘。
Okay, now you've never seen really that happen before.
你一生应该没有见过这种场景吧？
But here's the camp.
现在中间是营地。
And if you walk a day's walk to the north, there's a bunch of quail there.
如果你往北呢，走一天所行的路程，那一路上全是鹌鹑。
If you go a day's walk to the west, day's walk to the east, day's walk to the south, a ring of quail all around the camp.
然后东南西北，你走一天的路程往外走，就全都是鹌鹑，像一个戒指一样围着这个营地啊。
How many?
这得有多少鹌鹑？
Piled 3 feet high.
这个鹌鹑还是堆起来的，有多高呢？3英尺那么高。
You've never heard of anything like that.
你应该没有听过这么样的事啊，一米高。
What would happen if a truck broke down on 16th Avenue?
如果有一辆这卡车在16街那个抛锚了。
And its contents were thrown all over the street.
它的卡车上的东西呢就撒了一地。
And the contents of the truck were all frozen turkeys.
如果这个卡车上装的全是冻的这个火鸡啊。
Do you think somebody might say, I'm going to take one of those?
有人会说，哎，那我要拿一个。
And then somebody might say, I'll take two or three.
有人会说，哎，那我拿两三个。
Some people would open the trunk of their car and put in 10 or 12.
有的人干脆把这个卡车的那个盖儿打开，对，拿个17、18个的。
That's what these people did.
这些人也是这样。
Verse
32. 32节。
All that day and all that night, and all the next day, the people went out and gathered quail.
百姓起来终日终夜并次日一整天不去鹌鹑。
No one gathered less than 10 homers.
至少得取了十禾苗。
Then they spread them out all around the camp.
为自己摆列在营的四围。
But while the meat was still between their teeth, and before it could be consumed, the anger of the Lord burnt against the people, and he struck them with a severe plague.
肉在他们牙齿之间尚未嚼烂，耶和华的怒气就向他们发作，用最重的灾殃击杀他们。
Okay. They said, this is what we want. This is what we want. And God gave them what they want.
所以他们说呢，这是我要的，这是我要的。神的确也给了他们要想要的。
The psalmist commenting on this phenomenon puts it like this.
所以有一个诗篇作者是把这样的内容啊，他是这么说的。
He says, God gave them their desire.But also gave them leanness unto their souls.
那神给了他们按他们的肉体所需的，却使他们的灵软弱了。
Okay, he gave them what they wanted for their tummy.
啊，神给了他们他们胃想要的。
But in the process, he afflicted them or inflicted them with.A sickness in their soul and in their heart.
在他们的心和灵里啊，灵魂里却开始因着这样的一个事实，这些人变得软弱。
You be careful what you ask God for.
所以你要小心你跟神求的东西。
When the Lord Jesus was asking God for something, what did he say?
那当耶稣基督问神要东西的时候，他说什么呢？
He asked, "This is what I want. Nevertheless."Not my will, but thine be done.
所以耶稣说的，哎，这是我所求的，但是呢，按你的意思，不要按我的意思来成就。
Okay, you've got to make sure when you ask things for God, you say, God, if you would like to give me this, I would be happy.
如果你是来神面前祷告，你说，哎，如果你是这样的话呢，我就很高兴。
But if you've got a better plan, I'd like that, please.
那但是呢，如果你有更好的计划呢，我也喜欢的计划。
Okay, little child often says that.
一个小孩子常常这么说。
Oh, little child often says, "Mummy, I want this."
他说的，妈妈，我要这个。
And my mummy used to say, "Harold, I'm not going to give you that, but I'll give you something better."
我妈经常会说呢 ，Harold， 那我不会给你要的那样，但我会给你更好的。
What would I say?
我会说什么
？Say, I want something better. You want to give me something better? That's good.
我说，哎，挺好啊。那你要给我一些更好的，我当然要。
That's the way it should be with us and God.
这是我们跟神应该有的关系。
So they complained, "Give us leeks and garlics and melon and onions." God says, "You want that? I'll give you quail. I'll give you what you want. I'll satisfy your appetite, but leanness to your soul."
所以他们说我要葱要蒜要韭菜，那神说呢，好，我要给你们鹌鹑，给你们心里想要的，但是呢，因此你们的灵却会软弱了。
All right, verse 34.
34节。
And I'm going to get one of you to read that verse to me if you would be willing to do that.
In Chinese?
In English. I want someone to read it in English.
是用英文帮我们读一下哈。
Somebody who doesn't speak English, Joanna can't read it. I want some of the rest of you to read it. One of the rest of you read it.
除了 Joanna, 其他人都可以读。
Somebody read it out loud, please.
谁大声读一下，有没有自愿的？
Go ahead. I want somebody to read it, please.
Therefore, the place was named Kibroth Hathar and Harab.
Okay, that's why I wanted you to read it. All right? That is not an easy name to pronounce.
这不是一个很容易的名字啊。
Okay.
Because they buried the people who had their craved other food.
That's right. Okay, it's very difficult. What happened was they craved the other food. They ate the quail. They got sick. Many of them died. But they were at a place called Kibroth Hattaava.
Kibroth Hattaava.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the name Kibroth Hattaava means. I'm going to remind you of what the name Kibroth Hattaava sounds like.
这个名字听起来像什么？
It sounds like I have to have a.
我必须要有啊，它这个音特别近的。I have
to. Okay. Would you remember when you have to have a?
你要记得。
You remember this story?
就是我一个孩子就说我一定要啊，你要记得这个故事。
You don't have to have a. Doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to have it.
你
okay.
你不是必须要有。
Kibroth Hattaava.
Okay.
Don't have to have a.
不是必须要有。就是在英文里我一定要就是 to have to have 就跟这个词的音很近
God will give you everything you have to have
神会给你
Don't tell him what you have to have
神会把你所需的一定给你但是你不要去告诉神你一定要什么
OK long stories today we got a few minutes questions
今天的故事很长有没有什么问题我们剩下几分钟
I can't believe there's no question.
Maybe.
Yeah, good.
But I hurt my leper this morning.
Yes.
I think this may be a sin led me to stop speaking.
Okay, I'm not sure. Try that in Chinese, see if it comes a little more clear.
就是我今天早上把我的嘴烫了一下，我觉得这是一个迹象，告诉我不要说那么多话。
She hurt her lips today by some hot drink.
She
said probably this is a sign that God tells her that don't speak too much.
Don't speak too much.
Yeah. Don't ask questions. But I still have questions.
You still have questions.
Yes.
I think questions are good. If questions come from the mind, that's good. Make sure that God convinces the heart. If questions come out of disbelief, rejection against God, that's not good. Questions from the mind, if they're honest, they're good questions.
就是问题呢，只要是从心里想问的，我不明白，都是好问题。但只有一类问题呢，就是他其实已经有自己的答案和选择了，他就是想来证明你是错的。这种问题其实就没有意义了。对，
就是我的问题是，你看自然界吧，比如说草，它生长无所谓好坏，树生长也无所谓好坏。然后老虎吃小鹿也无所谓好坏，因为那是它的天性。那为什么要把人的行为分成好和坏呢
？Okay, she said if in the natural world we don't have that clear-cut definition of evil or good. For example, a tiger eat a deer.
Yeah.
You can say it's evil or good, right?
Yeah.
But a deer eats the grass, it comes with evil good. But why we must define a evil and good among men?
And the first part of the answer is because we are made differently from the deer.
Yeah. 所以那个首先的第一个部分是我们和动物啊，比如和鹿是不一样的，被造的时候是不一样的。
Okay, we've said earlier that we are spirit, soul, and body.
那我们一开始讲过，我们有灵魂体三个部分。
Okay, so, question. How do I differ from a grape?
那问题，那我现在手上有个葡萄，我跟葡萄有什么区别呢？
Spirit, soul, body. Grape has a body.
那葡萄有身体，有的。
Doesn't have a spirit or soul, or doesn't have a spirit.
但葡萄没有灵，也没有魂。
How do I differ from a deer?
那我跟鹿有什么区别呢？一头鹿。
A deer has a body.
那一头鹿有身体。
And a deer has a soul. It understands what's around.
一头鹿也有魂的，那它也能理解它的环境的。
And it knows to eat grass and to run away from a lion.
那它会吃草，然后狮子来了它要跑，这个是鹿都是明白的。
But God made you and me with a spirit as well as a soul and a body.
但神呢给了我们不但有身体有魂还有灵。
And so the Bible says that when God made Adam, he made him out of the dust of the ground.
所以圣经告诉我们当神造亚当的时候他是以地上的尘土造的。
But then he breathed into him the breath of life.
然后神呢向亚当的口鼻呢吹了一口气。
And consequently he became a living soul. So Adam has spirit, soul, and body because Adam was made in the image of God. God said, let us make man in our image.
所以亚当就因此成了有灵的活人，因为上帝是按照他自己的形象和样式来造的人，这就是指着灵，因为神是一个灵。
And so, having made us in his image, he has given us a knowledge of good and evil and an ability to understand good and evil.
So, because we
do that for the lion or the bear or the deer.
因为我们是有灵的活人，所以我们知道善恶，我们也不像动物那样，他们完全不能分辨。我们是知道。
Now, it's again in the Bible that we learn the truth of God.
那同样的，在圣经里呢，我们也学习神的话。
We learn some things about the truth of God from our conscience.
然后我们从我们的良心也会知道这是神的真理。
But we learn clearly the truth of God from our Bible.
那我们也从圣经呢更清楚地学习神的真理。所以良心和圣经不冲突。
I have a question. 为什么有的人呢、一说有的人呢怎么说也不行。
Yeah, why somebody, if you preach the gospel to him once, probably he immediately believe.
Yes.
But somebody else, you talk and talk and again and again, but he still just refuse.
I don't know.
我不知道，他说。
Two examples.
两个例子哈。
Example number one was a man by the name of Cornelius.
那一个例子呢，就是这个人名字叫哥尼流。
We read about him in Acts chapter 10 or 11, I can't remember.
大概《使徒行传》十章、十一章前后的，他出现的一个人。
He heard the gospel once, and he believed.
他听了福音一次，他就信了。
There was another man whose name was the Apostle Paul.
还有一个人呢，他的名字叫使徒保罗。
He heard the gospel many, many times.
他听了福音好多好多次。
And instead of listening, he fought against the Christians.
他没有听，他不但没有听，还去迫害基督徒。
So we're not told all the reasons why.
圣经没有告诉我们所有的原因为什么会这样。
We are told, and May gave us this answer the other day when we had a question.We are told that the best time to believe the message is today.
那我们知道呢，圣经告诉我们什么时候是接受信息、接受福音最好的时候，就现在，今天。
And if you ask the Apostle Paul whether he should have become a Christian before he did, he would say yes.
如果你今天问使徒保罗说，哎呀，你是不是早就应该信主呢？他一定回答你是的。
He had family members who were Christians long before him. He didn't listen to them.
他也有家人成为基督徒比他早，但他就不听。
Okay. That's the introduction. More questions?
Okay.
就是刚刚讲的这个，就是因为 耶和华这样给到他们，为什么他们收了以后他又惩罚他们？
OK，
如果他要他可以不给那么多，或者是不给。
But why God gave them so many quails and then punished them? But he can refuse to give them and, or give them less or other options. What gave them and punished them?
To illustrate the fact that God will often give you what you demand, even if it's wrong.
那有的时候呢，神会给你你迫切需要或迫切要的，即便这个不是对的。
Just because God makes something available to you does not mean that it is right for you.
神使这样东西在你能够得到，这件事实呢，不等于这件东西对你有好处。
God gave them manna every day.
神给他们每天有玛纳。
Where did he give the manna?
他从哪里
around
得到玛纳呢？就是在那个营地周围得玛纳。
Then he gave them quails. Where did he give them quails?
然后他也给他们鹌鹑，哪里得鹌鹑呢？
Farther out around the camp.
也是在营地外。
How did they get to the quails?
他们怎么得鹌鹑呢？
By walking over the manna.That's scary stuff.
那他们是要踩着玛纳出去得的，这个是比较糟糕的。
They basically said, God, we don't want what you provided for us the first time. We want this extra special stuff. We don't care about your provision. We want the extra. We want what we complained for.
所以他们实际上是有选择的，他们那天也有玛纳也有鹌鹑，但他们踩着玛纳去收鹌鹑，其实他们就说呢，我们要的就是我们要的，我们不要神所给我们的。
Don't complain, say thank you. Shame.
我有一个问题，就是那个在那个伊甸园的时候，就是在那个吃那个生命上的树的那个果子之前，人是无罪的，但吃了以后就有罪。如果说那个树当时神把它放在那个里面去，假设那个神当时不把那个树放进去的话，那么人永远不会犯罪。那我就说人犯的罪是不是神造成的呢？
OK, so he said in the Garden of Eden, God put that tree of good and evil. So but if without this treeAdam will not sin. So can we get a conclusion that because of God that Adam sinned?
No. There are all kinds of options for everyone. It's not God's fault that you take the option.
对，不是神的责任哈，但是有因为伊甸园有很多的树可以吃啊，所以不是神让他去犯罪的，是他的自由意志。
Now that is a common reason for sin.
这也是犯罪的一个特别常见的原因。
Okay, the ridiculous is there's a bridge there, and it's possible for me to jump over. So I'm going to jump over the bridge and kill myself, and that's God's fault.
那 I didn't get the point.
If I were to jump off the bridge and kill myself, could I say that's God's fault? Your fault, you never should have put a bridge there.
假设呢，神放了一个桥在那儿，那我从桥上跳下去，我会死。然后呢，我上了桥，我跳下去了，我能说呢，神呢，谁让你把桥放那儿？
Okay, now that is not God's fault.
这不是神的责任。
By the same token.Here's a man who says, I am a homosexual.
那同样的，有个人说呢，我是同性恋。
God made me that way.
所以神造我就是这样的。
And therefore it's his fault.
所以是他
的责任。That I'm a homosexual.
就因为他我才变同性恋的。
And that is equally blasphemous.
所以这也是亵渎神。
It is true. God allows us to do evil. But it's not his intention, and we must never blame God for the evil that we do.
所以神许可我们在自由意志里呢选择自己要做的罪，但这不是神的本意，所以我们永远不能把我们所犯的罪把这个责任推在神的身上。
All right, our time is more than gone. I
apologize.
Let us pray. We can have some questions after.
好，我们先祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us these stories that tell us about God and our relationship to you.
主啊，我们要谢谢您给了我们这些故事，告诉我们关于神以及我们与您的关系。
And Lord, our prayer is that none of us will dwell in Kibroth Hattaavah.
我们盼望每一个人，我们不是进到 Kibroth Hattaavah 的程度。
We don't ever want to say I have to have a.
我们也不想说呢，我一定要。
We would pray, each of us right now, Lord, would you please give me what you know I need and will be best for me.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都说，主，你给我你所知道对我们最好的东西。
Lord, these stories are wonderful, but Lord, we must not just listen to them, understand them, we must believe them and obey them.
这些故事，主啊，真的很好，我们不但要听明白，我们更愿意自己顺服接受。
And so each of us would say, thanks for the story, Lord. Help me to live as I ought to live.
主啊，谢谢您赐给我们这些故事，帮助我们，活出我们当活的样式。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.